The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God use an author, speaker, poet, producer, publisher, game designer, content creator, script writer, and art director, all in one person, to influence society for the cause of Jesus Christ? This is the story of Brannon Hollingsworth, an example of imagination, faith, and action. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. Well, dear friend, it's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are or where you've been, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, dear one. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Brannon Hollingsworth, is reaching out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Will you turn from your way to God's way? Will you repent of your sins and follow the Lord and receive the gift of God in Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life and a fulfilled life, an abundant life, even today? You say, Danny, is this even possible? You have no idea what I'm going through right now. Well, the Lord knows. And he sends Brannon Hollingsworth in this program to reach out and to touch you with his love. Brannon Hollingsworth is the creative director, writer, and chief operating officer of Brainy Pixel Productions, LLC, a Christian animation studio. He joins us from Hartselle, Alabama. Brannon, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for being here. And amen for all that's been said so far. Amen.
Brannon, I know you're there in Hartselle, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
But where did you grow up?
So, I grew up in Alabama, Danny. It's for the most part in lower Alabama, the Baldwin County areas where I spent most of my formative years. For a short time, I spent a little while in Texas, near Nederland, Texas, or the Golden Triangle. But for the most part, I'm an Alabama boy. And other than a couple of short jaunts, I've pretty much been in the South my entire life. So.
Who would you say influenced you most, Brannon, in your growing up years?
That's a tough one, Danny. I had a pretty rocky childhood. My family was not the best scenario in the world. But I was fortunate to have a few men as I began to kind of transition into young adulthood that really stepped into my life. And they were Christian men. And even though I was rebelling at the time from Christianity, they were solid examples of, you know, who Christ is and who we're supposed to be in him. And I would say that those gentlemen are the ones, as I look back now over my life, they were probably the most influential ones in my early life. One was a boss. His name was Rick. Another was a teacher. His name was Marcus. And then later on, a gentleman named Johnny. And all of these guys, Johnny was actually a Sunday school teacher of mine. And all these men were just, you know, they were kind of the touch points for me in my journey towards salvation. I can look back and see how God placed those men in my life to be signposts and touch points for me.
You mentioned Rick, Marcus, and Johnny. You also mentioned that this was a rebellious time in your life. Share with us, you know, right around what age period this was, and how in that did you become a Christian?
Sure. If I can, I'll just try to give you my testimony really quickly. It's a little longer than most, but I didn't really grow up in church. My parents were C&E Christians, so church and Easter only, if that. But I had a godly grandmother who always tried to make sure her grandchildren were in church, if possible. And so the area that I grew up in was very rural, and we didn't get to go to church that often. But when we did, it was always an event. And so I grew up going to church usually about once a month, and it was a kind of a, you know, we tried to be as regular as we could. And I, you know, basically did what a lot of young children do and followed what my friends were doing. And at 11 years old, I quote unquote got saved. I went down front and had an emotional reaction to an invitation. Didn't really understood what that meant exactly. And then I was later baptized, but it wasn't really a heart connection. It was just an emotional response to to an invitation. And so while, you know, friends and neighbors and people that lived around me thought I was saved, and for a while I thought I was saved, I knew deep down in my heart that nothing had really happened and I hadn't really changed. But what that did is it awakened in me an interest in biblical things. And so I was a reader as a child, and I began reading the Bible and got very disgruntled very quickly because I saw a lot of hypocrisy in the church around me. I saw people who weren't living what this book said you were supposed to do, and I was one of them, but it was easy for me to be angry at them. And so when I got on my own, you know, early college, high school, college years, I rebelled and fell away from the Lord and kind of did my own thing and went, you know, down the path that so many do of unrighteousness and that right-hand path of, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I kind of did it all. And for a long time, I felt like that I was unable to be saved, like many people do. But then later on in college, I met this little beautiful blue-eyed girl who kind of, you know, changed a whole lot about my life, and I decided I wanted to get married to her. And so we were, and she was a good, godly girl. She had been raised in church and truly believed, and she did all the things that a young Christian woman is supposed to do, and she even grilled me and asked me all kinds of questions. But because I had been a student of the Bible and had studied a lot on my own and had done a lot of my own research into other faiths, I knew all the right answers to give her. And so I kind of fooled her, Danny, and she married me, and we got married, but she quickly found out afterwards I wasn't saved. And so the first several years of our marriage were really rocky. But then we started having children, and it was important for us both to have our kids in church. And so we joined a church here in Hartsel after we moved here. And there was some godly men in that church who were just, God gave them a heart for me, and they were after me. I think they knew that I wasn't really saved, even though I was playing the part and playing it very well. And I was invited multiple times. This one godly elder man in our church kept inviting me to something called a deacon's retreat, even though it was not for deacons, it was for men, but it was put on by deacons. And we went to, I went to a deacon's retreat, which was kind of like a men's retreat, in Chaco Springs, Alabama, when I was 33 years old. And that's when I finally bent the knee and encountered the living Christ really and truly and was saved. And I came back from that trip, Danny, and my wife met me on the front porch, and the first thing she told me, she says, who are you and where is my husband? She said she could look at me and tell that there was change about me. So every day since then, I've been trying to live my life for Christ.
So. Brandon, thank you for sharing that. The power of the testimony, as you speak, we can see and feel, see with our ears, really hear the power of the Spirit working. Now, describe for us, what was it at 33? What went on inside you that made it a turning point?
So for me, it was the realization and the acceptance that all of my sin was a personal affront to the man of Christ, the man Jesus. Like I said, I had done a lot of studying, done a lot of research, and now I'm big into apologetics. And before then, I was kind of big into apologetics, but just didn't know it. But I was studying these things of the Word because I was seeking the truth. But it was realizing that just like as if I would slap my wife, which I would never do, but if I were to slap my wife, how that would pain her. That would be a physical pain to her. I came to the realization in that sermon, and the pastor wasn't even preaching on this. It was like the Holy Spirit was like totally talking to me and no one else in the room. But I just, something clicked in my head, and I realized that everything I had ever done against God was like a physical affront to the man Christ Jesus. And I could not bear it. And I went down in the middle of the sermon, Danny. I didn't even wait for an invitation. I think I interrupted the preacher. I just went down and got on my face in front of the altar and started sobbing and started just apologizing. But it was that realization.
I'm thinking about the scientist, philosopher Blaise Pascal, the Christian, mm-hmm. who said, the heart has reasons that reason knows nothing about. Right. You had all the answers in your head. Yep. Something happened in your heart. You're listening to Brandon Hollingsworth. Brandon is the creative director, writer, and chief operating officer at Brainy Pixel Productions. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Brandon. You can find out more at brainypixel.com. Yes, brainypixel.com. God has gifted him with a creative genius, and he does something about it. In fact, more than something, he does many things about it. And it's quite an inspiration, because when you hear of someone who is using his God-given gifts to the Lord, it goes back to 33 years. When he was 33 years old, the movement of the Spirit in his heart, there at a service, he comes home and his wife can't even recognize him. Now, he had an encounter with the Lord at 11. The Lord's been working on his heart all through the years, and see the fruit of Brandon Hollingsworth in our time together today. More with Brandon when we come back. Stay with us.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Brandon Hollingsworth is the author or co-author of over a dozen novels, novellas, and short stories, and the co-creator of a game that Forbes called a clever idea, well executed, and excellent. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of our last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. And to find out more about Brandon Hollingsworth and Brainy Pixel Productions, go to brainypixel.com. Brandon, when did you discover your creative gifts?
So I would have to say that was probably the fifth grade, Danny. My teacher, I was in Texas at the time. This is when I lived in Texas for that short period that we discussed last segment. But my teacher asked the class to write a short story. And, of course, everybody groaned and moaned, but I was excited. And so I wrote a short story called Friends Are for Caring. And I still have the short story, as a matter of fact. And everybody in the class loved it. The teacher loved it. And I just knew at that point that that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. And even despite not having really any support from my parents, praise God, he had that in mind for me as well. So that's what I get to do almost every day now is write. So, fifth grade.
Give us a snapshot of Friends Are for Caring.
So a little boy, I don't even remember his name. I have to read the story. The little boy is on a camping trip with his family for a couple of weeks out in the Redwood Forest of California, which I'd never been to, by the way. And he gets lost. And he's scared, but he's befriended by a little troll character, which was inspired really by Shel Silverstein and by Yoda from Star Wars. But he gets befriended by a little troll, and the little boy and the troll become fast friends, and they, you know, romp and play through the forest, and he thinks all life is all wonderful and good. Until one day, a few days later, he hears something, and through the trees, he sees his family packing up to leave, and they're sad. Because they have to go home, and their son isn't with them. And he decides to leave his new friend, the troll, in the forest and go home with his family. But he knows that they'll always be friends.
A fifth grader writing a story. When you read that to your class, how did they respond?
They all, like I said, they all loved it. Everybody loved it. The teacher thought it was really... really good, and I don't remember exactly, but I think she probably said something like, you know, you have a gift or a talent, you should explore this, and I was just hooked. I loved that exploration of the idea through the written word, and I've never turned back. I've kept writing ever since then.
Now, what genre of writing have you spent most of your time in?
So I would definitely say fiction. So in a broad sense, definitely fiction is my happy place. And I would say kind of in the fantastical realms, whether it's speculative fiction or fantasy, I've done a lot of writing in those. I actually was first published in the role-playing game industry years ago. But that definitely fiction, fantasy kind of realm. But the speculative Christian fiction is what is really kind of my my big desire at the moment. I love telling stories, kind of like where it's Christian fiction meets the Twilight Zone, where there's something that happens where there's a little left turn moment and really kind of makes you think about the things of God or the things that are in the supernatural realm, perhaps in a slightly different way. So the stories that make us think, I think, are the best ones.
I might want to come back to the supernatural part.
Yeah, sure.
In a few moments, but tell us about game design. You talked about fiction writing. How did that emerge in your life?
So again, I was a writer pretty much from fifth grade, so always writing stories or poems or something. I've always had multiple projects on the go pretty much since the fifth grade. But when I was actually newly married and a young adult, kind of just out of college, there was an opportunity that arose within the role-playing game world, which was a hobby that I had at the time, where there was an opportunity to do some writing and do some game design writing. And I had done a lot of this kind of as a hobby on my own. And a buddy of mine entered a contest that our company had, and we won. We had written an adventure, which is kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book with rules in it, built into it. And out of several hundred people, we won and wound up getting published through that company. And then they brought us on to do freelance work for several years thereafter. And I was able to leverage that into other jobs into the industry and work in that industry, part-time in a freelance capacity for several years.
It always takes me back when I hear of writers, and then when I hear writers speak about their writing. You mentioned Shel Silverstein. Who else were some of your early authors that you loved?
So definitely Shel Silverstein. I would say J.R.R. Tolkien was a huge influence on me, just massive, massive influence. C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia, J.R.R. Tolkien with The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, those types of authors were really, really huge for me. But even earlier than that, I would say anything with a fantastical bent. So the Shel Silversteins of the world were really important to me. The Dr. Seusses, I love Dr. Seuss and I still love them today. So anything with a kind of that slightly unusual twist to it, I love those kind of exploration and adventure stories.
What about language, since you mentioned J.R.R. Tolkien, his creating languages?
Love it.
Within his stories. But languages that sometimes I get the feeling, and maybe it's so, that the language itself could be taught as some kind of foreign language in a class with that level of depth.
Yeah, to me, language is my bread and butter, right? It's words. And I think there's actually something biblical in that, with Jesus being the word, right? The logos, right? I think there is something integral to human beings with the written and the spoken word that is so very important. And for me, it's always been, I guess an early love language. It's just been something that has always entranced me. I can remember being a kid. And I love just reading encyclopedias. If I got bored and I was at an aunt or uncle's house and they didn't have anything really going on, I would get a dictionary and just read words out of the dictionary and the definitions of those words. And then as soon as I found a word in that definition I didn't understand, I would go look that word up. So to me, there's always been a kind of a love affair with language and with words. And I'm not super proficient at other languages, but I wish I were better at that. And it's definitely something that as I get older, I want to explore more, is learning other languages. But what Tolkien did with he started first with creating these languages because he was a linguist. And then he began to create stories. So those words would have people and places to live, is the way he put it. And I love that concept where you start first with the language, right? And then you create. And I think that's kind of the way God did things. He spoke things into existence, and then we had all this stuff kind of come up around the word.
I get this feeling that as you're speaking, that someone listening is saying, this man, Brandon Hollingsworth, he's speaking what I feel. He talks about love language. This is the world that I want to live in, or that I've wanted to live in, and I've felt so alone because there's no one else who I know, they may be saying, that thinks or feels or has this intuition that I have.
I think you're right, Danny. I think I'm not alone. I've met lots of people like me, you know, and coming up and with the people that I've been blessed to be able to speak to, and places where I've spoken in the past, and people that will come up afterwards, and just in interacting with people during the course of the day. So, and you know, books wouldn't be as nearly as popular as they are, and really with movies today. I mean, movies are just, you know, they're words given motion, right? And that's really what animation is as well. And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy that part of what I do so much too. But it all comes back to words. You've all got, every movie starts with a script, right? Every animation starts with a script, and that script starts with an idea. And in order to bring that idea to fruition to any level, you've got to apply words to it, even just communicating, you know, talking back and forth.
So how did God lead you to start Brainy Pixel Productions?
That's a great story as well, Danny. So my business partner, his name is Michael, and he is our CEO and he's our technical
lead. Can you give us Michael's last name too, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's Michael Tonis, and he lives just up the road, about 15 minutes from me here in Alabama. And he and I actually met. I live in a very small town in Alabama. I often joke that we have 2 stoplights, and we're proud of both of them. So you can kind of imagine it's a really tiny place. And I found out from a former church member that there was an animation studio in Hartsville, Alabama. And I was like, you're joking with me. There's not an animation studio. We're too small. And he said, no. He said, there's a guy who's got an animation studio. You should come. I know him. And since you write, maybe you can do some writing for us. And I was like, yes, please, you know, please introduce me. So I went to this animation studio and got involved. And that is where I met who was not then at the time, but who became my business partner, Michael, who was leading the animation team. There were actually 12 animators that were there at this small studio. And this guy was running the studio. It was kind of a passion project that he had. He wanted to tell the story. And he had found some funding and had set this little studio up. And they were just kind of out in the middle of a cornfield, had set up some buildings with some air conditioning, and were making a little animated film. And so I was able to help and did some script writing and some marketing writing and things of that nature for them. And we got that product out the door, and it went direct to DVD. And the funding for that was primarily real estate. And that was right when the real estate bubble popped here in America. And so that project kind of washed out because it lost a lot of its funding. But Michael and I, we kept in touch. And a few years later, he called me and he said, hey, Brandon, have you ever heard of this thing called YouTube? And I said, no, I haven't heard of YouTube, because it was brand new at the time. And he said, well, I've got a channel that's really kind of growing more than I can handle. He said, I would love it if you would come help me manage it. And he had created a channel called How to Draw and Paint, which just taught kids how to draw and how to paint on YouTube. And it's still out there today. You can go check it out. And we started a business called Brainy Pixel because we wanted to create, you know, educational content that was all digital. So that was the brainy and the digital part. And we wanted to tell stories. And so we started creating little cartoons and little shows. And that was really where it all started, was around this YouTube channel that had just kind of blown up on its own. And it kind of has changed since then. I'm happy to talk about those changes as well. But that's where it started.
You said a key word. Someone listening is saying, well, yeah, the keyword is YouTube. Well, that is a keyword, but there's another phrase that you said that Michael Tonis mentioned. Keep in touch.
Right.
Keep in touch. You stayed connected in spite of the change of circumstances, the change of the finances, the drifting that could easily take place relationally when financial woes come into the picture. but you kept in touch. Somehow there is, especially when it comes to brothers and sisters in Christ, there is an implicit understanding to that because of how the Spirit of God works relationally in and through us. Your life, you and Michael, and you as founders of Brainy Pixel Productions, speak the example. Speaks. You're listening to Brandon Hollingsworth. When we come back from our break, we're going to go deeper. We've talked about creative gifts. We've talked about love of writing, even game design, and how Brainy Pixel Productions came into being. And we'll talk when we come back about products for the faith and family audience, that and more, even something called Okolona. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Brandon Hollingsworth's Brainy Pixel Productions develops and produces animation, video content, short stories, graphic novels, and games for the faith and family audience. He co-founded Brainy Pixel Productions along with CEO Michael Tonis. Today, their organization, their company has grown. You can find out more at brainypixel.com. Brandon, why have you chosen to develop products for children in the faith and family audience?
That's a great question, Danny, and really it's kind of the next segment of the story that we were talking about last segment. So Michael and I, we started Brainy Pixel around a YouTube channel that had gotten a lot of success, and we're both educators, we're both homeschooling dads, we're passionate about that. We're both teachers, whether it's in church or in local colleges. And so we have this desire to teach always and teach about the Word of God, and about the gospel is always inherent in that. And so early on with Brainy Pixel, we were doing small jobs. You know, just really, this was not a full-time job for either of us. It was a side job. We both had 40-hour-a-week jobs, but we're passionate about creating. And it's always nice to make a little money with your passion if you can. And so we were doing small jobs for local industries, you know, little commercials here and there. We're near Huntsville, Alabama, which has a very large defense contract market where there's lots of defense companies like Boeing and Raytheon and Northrop Grumman and folks like that that you hear about on the news. And they often need little videos or, you know, explainer videos or promotional videos. And so we were doing a lot of that sort of work. And it was, you know, it was fairly lucrative and it was a good thing to do. But about 3 years ago, Michael and I separately had both gotten to the point inside where we just really felt like Brainy Pixel wasn't really doing it for us anymore. We weren't very happy. We weren't very fulfilled with the work that we were doing. But we hadn't shared that with one another yet. We had both privately shared that with our spouses, but we had not communicated about that to one another. And so Michael called me one Friday and said, "Hey, I'm going to a Christian film festival up the road a couple of hours in Franklin, Tennessee." He said, "Please pray for me." And I'm like, "Okay, brother, you know, I'd love to go, but I've got to work. So I will definitely pray for you this weekend." And so I did, and he went to the film festival. And unbeknownst to me, he had a real Abraham Isaac moment at that film festival where he had gotten to the point where he just kind of was ready to have it out with God and say, "Okay, God, you made me to love animation and to love telling stories with animation, but everything I'm doing isn't working. So I want you to either take this love from me and kill it, make it go away, or I'm just going to give it to you and you tell me how you want it to work." And so, you know, to him, he was taking this, his baby, right, this love of animation that he had had ever since he was a young adult, right, a young child, and laying it on an altar and saying, "God, either you take it away and let me go home and be at peace and let me garden or whatever, or you show me how you want it to work." And he came home and he said, "I think we need to pray, Brandon. I think we need to pray about our business and about what we're doing." And I'm like, "Yes, we absolutely need to." And so we for a month, we both prayed separately about direction. We just asked God to give us direction. And a month later, we came back, we had a meeting, and God had led us both to the same idea in two different ways. He had told me that he wanted us to do something big and scary, and he had told Michael he wanted him to make a film, a 3D animated film. And when you go from a YouTube channel to making a 3D animated film, that's a big and scary thing. And so we said, "All right, God, that's what you want us to do. That's what we're going to do." And God had clearly showed us that what we were doing with our business, while good, was not glorifying him. And he, in subsequent months of prayer, he showed us exactly the story he wanted us to tell, and he wanted it to glorify him. And so we retooled everything with Brainy Pixel. We stopped doing all of the commercial work that we were doing. We walked away from those clients, and we were scared, and we said, "You know, we may never work again, you know, in this business, but we're going to be obedient." And a year later, Danny, we were back at that same film festival. And we were sitting down with guys who had worked on Chronicles of Narnia, guys who had won awards in the screenwriting, the Christian screenwriting world, guys who had done production on all of the Sherwood Films pictures, so the Facing the Giants, the Fireproof. The production guys were all at the table, and they were all telling us that this idea that we had come with a film, an animated film, was amazing and that we needed to continue. And they wanted to help us. So God did all of that. He led us to all those people. We knew no one in the Christian entertainment industry. And in 1 year, we were having those level meetings. And every day since then, we've just been trying to be obedient and to follow God. And he continues to kick doors open and close doors where we need them closed. And we have a refrain here at Brainy Pixel, and it's, "Don't get ahead of God." And that's what we try to do every day. And praise God, I'm now 2 years full-time with Brainy Pixel. I left my other job, and I'm now full-time working at Brainy Pixel. And Michael is almost at a year full-time with Brainy Pixel. So Things are, when you're obedient, God makes a way.
What was the film that you were working on?
So it's a film we're still working on, and everyone, all our lawyers have said, hey, don't talk about this film publicly because it's a killer, it's a winner of an idea. So we're still working on that, but a 3D animated feature film is a very large undertaking. You're talking multi-million dollars in terms of funding, but we're still working on that, and we're working on some pretty amazing people. Another gentleman that God introduced us to he's the guy that directed Disney's animated Mulan worked on Arthur Christmas, and his name is Barry Cook, and he's working with me on the script, and he's become a great man, a mentor for me, both biblically and in the Christian walk, and also just in screenwriting and script writing. And again, that's another amazing God story. I could keep you on the phone for 10 hours just telling you all the amazing God stories.
Brennan, before we go to break, just give me a quick snapshot of a book you wrote called The Prelude to Okolona.
Mm-hmm. Right. So The Prelude to Okolona was, there was a unique little battle in the Civil War. It's called the Battle of Okolona. And it's where, obviously, the rebels in the Union were fighting, and it looked like the Union had them, you know, that they just was going to whip them. And it was, the battle took place around a swamp, and something happened in this battle that is still unexplained today. Nobody really knows why, but the Confederates won this battle when everybody thought they were going to lose. And so I took that story and couched it in a slightly different vein. It's still historical fiction, but I added a supernatural element to it. And it's about a man named Collier, who is an obedient servant of God, and his obedience is what leads to that rout of the Union Army, where some of the other guys were thinking to do some bad things with some bad spiritual powers. And so that's what that little story is all about.
This is a really good off-ramp, because the on-ramp will be the supernatural on-ramp. I want to come back to that. I mentioned that we're going to come back to it, and here we are. You're listening to Brennan Hollingsworth. He's the co-owner. He's the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and a creative design and writer of Brainy Pixel Productions, along with CEO Michael Tonis. When we come back, we'll talk about the supernatural. Why write? Why write about the supernatural? Well, we've got the man here, Brennan Hollingsworth. He also hosts, get this now, he also hosts, among the many things that he does, he hosts the Creatively Christian podcast produced by Theophany Media, exploring the intersection of faith and creativity. More with Brennan. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Brennan Hollingsworth, for him, creativity is not just about art creativity. It is about creativity expressed anytime someone thinks outside the box and steps into their mission. And that's what he's done for and at and in Brainy Pixel Productions. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. You can get this program as a free gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast there, and other resources available for you. And to find out more about Brennan and his business ministry, brainypixel.com. The supernatural, Brennan. Why write about the supernatural?
Great question. So for me, I've always been intrigued by it. You know, we talked about my early learning about the Bible, and to me, the books of the Bible and the moments in the Bible where God intersects and inserts himself into our reality in some supernatural way are always, to me, the most fascinating. So, you know, Revelation and Jude and the moments in Daniel and the moments in Ezekiel and, you know, the moments in Genesis and in Exodus, you know, those times where you can see God's fingerprints on reality, those are the ones that always have intrigued me from just how, what happened, what did it look like, what was it like to be there, and, you know, from a story standpoint. And so after my salvation, I was just like, those are the kind of stories that I really want to tell. Those are the ones that I'm passionate about. Those are the ones that, to use a Southern phrase, that really crank my tractor, right? That just really make me want to write a story. And so what I try to do when I write supernatural stories is I try to find a unique historical event, if I can, that I can use as a framework or a backdrop for this event, and then try to write a story that makes people grapple with the reality of the supernatural from a biblical perspective and in a totally different way. I mean, there's no denying that there is a supernatural. Any Christian, any Bible-believing Christian has to admit that. But many of us shy away from it. We almost are scared of it. But I'm not saying that we should dabble in things of darkness. That is not at all what I'm prescribing, because the word clearly says you should not. But what I'm saying is we should not be closed to the possibility of the supernatural and what is out there, what's beyond what we can see and hear. I mean, to me, it's a function of perception, right? I mean, it wasn't until the early 50s that we were able to verify and see, not really see, but we were able to perceive X-rays. Scientists theorized that X-rays were out there for years, but it wasn't until the early 50s that we were able to actually create some sort of scientific instrument that would allow us to harness that wavelength of light. And then utilize it to see things that we couldn't see before. I think the supernatural is very much like that. It's just on a wavelength, or it's on a perspective, or on a spectrum that we just can't yet perceive, because we live in a broken Genesis 3 world, and we don't have the proper frequency modulator, right, or the appropriate equipment to be able to perceive those things at this point. I think the moments in Scripture where we see people perceiving things that are supernatural. I think God is having a miraculous kind of moment where he's allowing people to peer and see those wavelengths or those frequencies that we can't currently see. And so that to me is just so much fertile ground for amazing storytelling. And so that's why I like to write about it.
Well, you write about it. You talk about the interest, the fascination by it, the undeniability of it. Brandon, how would you say the Lord has helped you, let's say even more recently, through some challenging times?
Oh, well, that's the way we live every week, every month here with Brandy Pixel is, you know, we're not a big studio like Marvel or, you know, Amblin or something like this. We're literally month to month. You know, if we're blessed to get a contract that maybe extends out 3 months in the future, then we're really, really doing great. I wouldn't say we're hand to mouth, but we're like half a step up from that. So we literally every month see God step into our reality and provide exactly what we need to keep the lights on and to keep, food coming in and to keep the bill collectors away. So that's been one way that we just, you know, for the last 3 years, we've seen that every single month happen time and time again. But in a miraculous way, we've had, you know, over the course of once we decided to change our business and completely be glorifying God and not doing any, you know, secular work, we have had real estate agents in the middle of a tour of an office building turn around and look at us and say, God is telling me to give you this office building for rent-free for a year. Would you be okay with that? That has happened to us. We had a gentleman come to us who was just visiting, just hanging out, talking about X, Y, and Z. And when he found out we had a need for a motion capture suit, which is a $3,000 to $4,000 suit that you put on that captures your motion and puts it into the computer, he said, oh, I've got one of those. You can have it for as long as you need it. I'm not using it. You know, I mean, these things have happened time and time again, Danny, since we've decided that, yes, we're going to follow God and we're going to be overt and we're just going to glorify him and we're not going to worry about anything else. We're going to let God take care of the rest of it. These things happen all the time.
So, I mentioned early about faith in action. Imagination, yes, but you've done something by walking in faith, by walking in action. Someone today may feel stuck. Someone today needs some encouragement, needs some provision. Brandon Hollingsworth, would you pray for that dear person? Maybe even share a scripture in your prayer as you pray for that dear one. Would you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. I would love to, Danny. Let's pray. High King of Heaven, Father God, you are the creator of all things. You made all things. You are the core creative of our universe. You dreamed up all the amazing things that we see when we go outside, when we see the wind blow, when we look through a microscope and see the miraculous intricacies of life, Father. No one is more creative than you. And so, Father, we praise you for that. We thank you so much for your creative spirit, and we thank you for your loving spirit, and that before the foundations of the world, Father, you knew exactly what everyone, everywhere was going through at all times. Father, we know and we trust that you are in the midst of whatever problems are happening right now in people's lives, whatever glories are happening right now in people's lives, that you are in the midst of that and that you want to be more in the midst of that. That's the humbling thing. That's the amazing thing is, you are a God of intimacies, Father. You want to be involved in our every single second of our lives. You want to be in the midst of it. And we, as rebellious children, we prevent you from being part of our lives. You made us. You made us from the foundation of the world, and you made a way so that we could be restored to you despite our sin. And so, Father, I just pray that everyone who is listening right now will understand that you are a God of love and that you are a God of mercy and justice and provision and perfection, and that you want us as close to you as we can be. And so, Father, I just pray that people will bend their knees, that they will listen to my testimony, that they will understand that your way is the best way. It's above all ways, Father, and that even though we think we've got it all together, we think we know the right thing, we don't. We're broken. Our plans are never better than your plans, Father. And so I just pray that people will bend their stiff neck and that they will bow before you and understand that having a righteous and loving king is not a bad thing. It's an amazing thing. Help us to all come to your call. Help us to all live under your banner and glorify you. And come soon, Lord Jesus. In your son's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Brandon, what scripture has the Lord been speaking to you that has uplifted you recently?
So I would probably say I just got done teaching through James yesterday. I'm a Sunday school teacher at a church. And to me, at the end of James 1, it's the verse about God being the Father, the Father of all lights and all good gifts coming down from him.
Mm-hmm. I love that one. The giver of good gifts with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow or shadow of
there
turning.
There you go.
Fitting words from Brandon Hollingsworth, brainypixel.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you, dear friend, to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Philippians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Brandon Hollingsworth, brainypixel.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.